My name is Carly Beckett. I'm the owner of Cozy Bear Bakery, and we're going to talk about my baked goods and how they don't have any calories in them.
I love that.
Thanks.
People are going to go, I want to hear that.
Right?
Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast, where we are going to look at the communities, the businesses, the attractions, and the people that make up Montcalm County. Here is your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
Okay, now it's my turn.
All right.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Discover Montcalm podcast. My name's Dwayne, and I have an extra special guest here with me today. Somebody that I haven't seen since 2012 when she was a student, when I was teaching over in Greenville at Greenville High School for Jacket Video Productions. Carly, I saw her information online, and I went, I have to reach out. I need to know what this person's been doing in the last 13 years. So, Carly, you said that it has zero calories, and I think that anybody that knows baked goods knows that we're probably feeding them a line.
Yes.
Just a little.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. But it does get attention.
Uh-huh.
It does get attention. Well, thank you for making the trip here to Howard City.
Absolutely.
To my little studio here. This was what I was running back when you were a student. And, you know, I'd go over there and we did a lot of productions over there. And I'd like to say we had fun.
I think we had a good time.
I know I enjoyed myself, but it wasn't about me. It was about the experience that you guys had. So give me kind of a little brief history. Where did you grow up? And, you know, tell me a little bit about Carly.
Yeah. So I grew up in the Greenville, Rockford area. My love for baking, I guess, started with my grandma. She would always let me, I mean, not by the oven. I wasn't allowed by the hot stuff, but I could help her mix the cookies, you know, roll them out, all that. But I guess it started when I was younger. And then I just always, I love feeding people, I guess. And it might be, you know, the little, a little bit of Italian in me, but I like to feed people and hopefully they enjoy what I give them.
Probably also came from your grandma's love of baking and feeding people as well.
Yes.
And, you know, I know that when my mom was alive, every Christmas, the grandkids would come over and they would make cookies and then decorate them. So my daughter still tries to keep that up. But it was more fun when grandma was around, you know, but it's those things that something touches you. So you grew up in the Greenville area. So what does Carly do for fun other than baking?
I like to spend time with my friends and my family. I'm a big hockey fan.
Yeah, so, I remember seeing some of your posts. You went to a lot of hockey games.
Yes.
You're still doing that.
Every now and then, yeah, when I'm not baking, of course. But yeah, spending time with friends.
Well, pretty traditional.
Yeah.
Pretty traditional. So you got your love from baking from your grandma. At what point did you start thinking, I think I want to do this as a business?
Probably, I don't know, this year, I would say 2025, I thought maybe I could, you know, sell my baked goods. But I've always loved watching like the Food Network and all of those shows, you know, the Bake Off ones.
Do you think that you could compete in one of those and do?
Oh, Lord, I don't know.
I mean, who knows? Who knows what's on the horizon?
Right. Maybe I could.
You know, I mean, because it starts with that opportunity. Opportunity. So you told me you started in April of 2025. And let's tell the people the name of your business.
Oh, yes. My business is Cozy Bear Bakery. You can also find me on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Cozy is C.
Yes. Cozy with a C.
It's not one of these, okay, I'm going to do it with a K.
No.
Okay.
Just because my name's spelled with a K doesn't mean that my business is, so.
But there are a couple ways of finding you.
This is
so
true.
Cozy Bear Bakery, mm-hmm. and I'm sitting here looking at stuff, and I think that's what I mentioned to you before we started, that these don't have any calories, and you told me no.
Mm-hmm. I lied.
I think you did.
I totally lied.
But the stuff that you are baking is just a variety of things. So give us kind of an overview of the types of things that you bake.
So I guess the main ones are cookies, lots of different types, chocolate chip. I do no bakes, M&M's, specialty ones, Funfetti cookies. I also do cupcakes, cakes, and then I also do like bread and flavored pretzels.
Ooh, flavored pretzels. We all like that. I was just, as you were going through it, I noticed here that there's some, you know, the classic sugar cookies that this is probably what my mom and my kids were making, but you also decorate them.
Mm-hmm.
And these are pretty impressive.
Thank you.
What I'm seeing here. So you got a little bit of an artistic flair to yourself as well. You know, because these aren't a press-on.
Right.
It takes you a little time to do it.
Yeah. I think depending on which ones you're looking at, the Christmas ones, yep. Those took me a good probably 6 hours. And there's about, I did 60 cookies. So about 10 cookies an hour, so which is pretty good.
And unfortunately, they go like that.
They do.
I mean, it's like all that work and people come up and then next thing you know, they're gone. But
mm-hmm.
that is also part of what you do, is you provide joy. You know, and I see that we're looking at Christmas cookies, but I would guess that you could probably do them for any occasion.
Yeah.
So if somebody comes in for an anniversary or a wedding, you can customize these to their need?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a birthday party, baby shower, just a family reunion, you know, any celebration.
What is the weirdest or funniest ask so far for you to bake things for? Has that come up yet?
I mean, kind of.
Okay. Can you talk about it?
It's kind of rated PG-13, but...
Okay, well, take us right to the edge.
Okay, it's for a bachelorette party.
Okay.
So if that kind of gives it away.
And you were asked to put things on the cookie or whatever?
The shape of the cookie.
Oh, the shape? Okay. All right. For those of you listening, I think you just have a visual in your head right now. And I think it's probably correct, but that's where we're going to stop.
Yep.
You know, at this... So... That must have been interesting when somebody asked you that, was like, okay, I'm in the business, I'm in a service business,
mm-hmm.
so I want to be able to provide things for people, but did you ever think that you would do things like that?
I mean, I've seen them on, like, if you Google it, look up, you know, you can see all the different creations that people do with their sugar cookies, so
sure.
Yeah.
And as I'm looking at these, you've got, you know, you said you do, you know, birthdays and births and
mm-hmm.
all of that kind of stuff. So it's got to be fun that you're going to customize what they want.
Yeah.
Or somebody can just call you up and say, hey, I need 60 no-bake cookies for an event that we have, and boom, you make them.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed... When you came in, you brought a box.
I did.
You brought a box. And every ounce of my being, I wanted to open the box. But I said, no, let's unbox it here.
Yep.
You know, kind of like you see all these unboxing videos.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it would be fun if we just would unbox it here. So is it okay if I open it?
Go for it.
All right. So, oh my goodness. Let's kind of walk through these. I'll see if I can bring up the camera. I'll kind of pull each one of these, and you can see these look like Rice Krispie treats. Okay, we got little Rice Krispie treats.
I call them little hockey pucks.
I wonder where you got that. And then a little, this is what, chocolate?
It's like a brownie cookie, and then it's rolled in powdered sugar.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out right now what I'm going to share with my family and what I've got. And then these look like another type of a sugar cookie.
A snickerdoodle, yep.
Snickerdoodle.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have no-bake peanut.
You're not so favorite.
Well, as I said before, I love cookies. I love different flavors. But for some reason, I can eat a peanut butter cookie,
mm-hmm.
but I prefer not to. I love peanut butter, but not in food. Just like we talked about a little earlier that, you know, don't put nuts in banana bread.
Yeah, no.
You know,
don't do it.
But you like nuts.
I do.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess we're all kind of weird in our own.
Yeah, we all have our twerks.
Yeah, you know, but ooh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You know, maybe I'll show this into January sometime so my family goes, what cookies? Where did they go? No, I will definitely share these because these are more than what I want to take care of. So thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Much. I appreciate this. We're recording this in December of 2025, kind of a festive time.
Mm-hmm. Got my Christmas sweater on.
I noticed you came all decked for the holidays.
Yeah, have to represent.
And, you know, for me, I never know when I do these when they're going to be put out. I shared with you really quick that I try to have a pool of these ready so I'm not always running around, you know, ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
It makes my life so much easier when it works.
Right.
So how far out is your reach? I mean, because you bake at your place,
mm-hmm.
but how far out, and do you deliver or do people come to you? How does that work in your world?
I do, right now I'm doing delivery, but they can pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I just like to provide that service.
Well,
it sounds
like a great service to have.
Yeah.
So how, you know, being that you're in Gowan,
mm-hmm.
Are you kind of looking at Montcalm County as a delivery area? How far out do you go with your deliveries at this point?
That's a great question. I haven't really thought about that.
Okay.
It'd probably be a good one to think about, though, but probably Greenville area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you come all the way to Howard City?
For you, I would, yeah.
Oh, I just feel special. I feel very special. But no, that's definitely something that as your business grows, that, mm-hmm. that you'll definitely want to, you know, I mean, have a pickup place, but also be able to deliver and that kind of thing. So
the Discover Montcalm podcast is brought to you by WGLM, 106.3 FM,
Business Growth Engine,
West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, and DW Video.
Are you, you know, with all of these allergies that, mm-hmm. that people have today, will you customize to people's needs if they need it, and have you already?
Yeah, so actually my sister is allergic to peanuts, so I have to keep those far away from her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also can't have almonds, obviously with the nut, you know, nut family. So I don't do almond extract in my sugar cookies. It's only vanilla.
Oh, okay.
So it makes it a little...
Unless your sister gets mad, or you get mad at your sister.
Right, but right. We won't. Maybe a little sneak a little drop or two in there.
We won't want to go there.
No,
all.
No.
No, so... Well, that's nice that you're customizing based on what people mm-hmm. what people need. Now, you said everything from cookies to bread to pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
The pretzels, I take it, are the kind that are dipped in something normally?
Yeah, so they can be dipped in chocolate. Sometimes I sprinkle sprinkles on them, but they can also have like a ranch seasoning. I also do like a cinnamon pretzel, and those are really, really good.
Okay. While you're talking, I'm also scrolling down your Facebook page here, and I see that you did a bunch of basketball cookies for MCC.
I did.
You know, so, you know, I guess whatever the theme, mm-hmm. just get with you and give you more than a day to get them done, right?
Absolutely. Yes. You know, I would appreciate that.
It's always nice to have more time to work on things, but yeah, I'm just, cinnamon rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's... Now, did you come up with this logo on your own?
I did design it.
So, Okay. It's not really the million-dollar question, but how did you come up with the name?
That was like, oh gosh. It took me a full week. It was between this and another one.
Okay.
And then I wanted to make sure that nobody else had that name.
Of course.
So I had to make sure nothing was registered. So, yeah, it took me a good week to come up with it. And I just wanted something that people would come to me and buy baked goods. So cozy, makes you feel warm inside, mm-hmm. all fuzzy and everything. Bears, I just love bears. And then obviously bakery.
Yep. So you got, and bears, you also think that they're cuddly.
Yeah.
I don't want to walk up to one and actually see if it's cuddly.
Right.
You know, I guess you have to use a little restraint once in a while. But yeah. No, the logo's pretty cool.
Thank you.
And again, the name, because so many people come up with a name and forget to go out and look and find out that there's already a name out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so doing a little research ahead of time is so very, very important. So Cozy Bear Bakery on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, follow you, share.
Yes.
You know, people can share what you're doing. And is there, most of the people are coming to you with orders through the Facebook page?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an event coming up, by all means, get with Carly, go to the Facebook page, Messenger,
yep.
and set it up, and from there you'll ask questions and you'll figure it out from there, I take it.
Mm-hmm.
As we wrap things up today, is there any question that I haven't asked that you wanted to make sure that my listeners know about Cozy Bear Bakery?
I guess not a question. It's more of like a statement. But I do want to get into community events because, you know, I love Michigan. I love my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to do like craft shows, maybe the farmers markets. I think that would be, you know, a good sell for me. But yeah, want to get out in the community, share my love of baking to others.
Well, it's nice that you share
what
you're good at. And, you know, I'd like to take a bite of each one of these and know how good of a baker you are. But looking at them, they're kind of tempting. But I haven't had dinner yet at this point, so I don't really want to ruin my appetite.
Right.
Though it is the season that you can kind of fudge it.
Yeah, calories.
Ha,
Christmas.
Fudge it. Ha ha. Sorry.
Christmas calories don't count. That's what I like to say.
Talk to me in January. And probably, you know, will disagree with you just a little bit on that statement. So, Cozy Bear Bakery, Facebook, check out all the pictures. Because if I could reach in and start grabbing, I mean, I know I got food right in front of me.
Yeah.
But these pictures, so I take it you're doing your own photography. You're setting up all of that, which is great. Carly, it's been great to catch up with you. 2012 to now is quite a few years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm glad that things are going well for you. And I wish you all the best. And I'm glad that you took a moment to come up and share with us. So on that note, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. You can check us out on Pandora, Apple Podcast, and iHeart. You can go to discovermontcompodcast.com, check out all the episodes. We're well over 160 at this point, and we just keep growing and growing. And if you have a business like Carly's or anybody else that I've interviewed that you'd like to come on and share your journey, I would love to have you come on. 231-250-9624 is my number. discovermontcompodcast.com. Check us out. You can Google discovermontcom and you can find us as well. Don't forget to follow us, like us, and please share the stories that mean something to you. We love it. My job here, because I'm very shy and I don't like to talk to people, but I, you know, that's sarcasm for those of you that are listening and can't see my face right now. But it's all about the community. And on that note, remember to buy and shop locally.
The Discover Montcalm podcast is produced by content creator Dwayne Weed, celebrating 40 years at DW Video and Multimedia LLC at dwvideo.com or call 231-250-9624.